From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his sixth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit. An examination of the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues or graces divide themselves into three groups of three. The first set, love, joy, peace, has to do with the Christian's relationship to God. The second group, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, involves the believer's relationship with others. The focus of this week's message has been on long-suffering. In the context, long-suffering, or long temper, has to do with patience in regard to people, especially provocative people. As we've seen, this is not a natural disposition. It is a grace produced in the Christian by the Holy Spirit. On the previous programs, Dr. Cairns has been showing how the Spirit produces long-suffering in us. The first thing he does is to convict us of short temper, to show us that this is a sin in the eyes of God, a sin which we must confess and put under the blood of Christ. We must remember how long-suffering God has been with us when we were sinners who deserved nothing but His anger and wrath. And the Holy Spirit will give us this grace as we deal with every person and situation in the light of the gospel. In bringing this message to a close, Dr. Cairns exhorts God's people to examine themselves in the light of the Bible's teaching about long-suffering, to see if, in our dealings with others, we are imitating the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Weapons Doomed to Fail. The text is Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. There is a great clatter in the forges and smithies of the enemy. They are making weapons wherewith to smite the saints. They could not even do as much as this if the Lord of saints did not allow them, for He has created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire. But see how busily they labor, how many swords and spears they fashion. It matters nothing, for on the blade of every weapon you may read this inscription, It shall not prosper. But now listen to another noise. It is the strife of tongues. Tongues are more terrible instruments than can be made with hammers and anvils, and the evil which they inflict cuts deeper and spreads wider. What will become of us now? Slander, falsehood, insinuation, ridicule, these are poisoned arrows. How can we meet them? The Lord God promises us that, if we cannot silence them, we shall at least escape from being ruined by them. They condemn us for the moment, but we shall condemn them at last and forever. The mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped, and their falsehoods shall be turned to the honor of those good men who suffered by them.
Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. My heart has been cleansed by thy grace. I rejoice that the God of creation would die on the cross in my place.
Salvation, how wondrous and precious thou art.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Is it becoming to a Christian to live with bitterness and anger? Why am I frustrated? That often leads to short temper, frustration. Haven't achieved what I intended to achieve. Haven't God done what I wanted to get done. There's so much I desire, but my accomplishments fall so far short of my desires. I live in frustration. Well, why am I frustrated as a Christian? Has God not blessed me with all spiritual blessing in Christ? Instead of focusing on the things I don't have and can't do, is it not better to sit back and count the blessings of grace and especially look, as I said last Sabbath, that God is my Father, Christ is my Redeemer, the Spirit is my Comforter, the Bible is my charter and my warrant of faith, heaven is my home, glory lies before me, my sins are gone. Why am I frustrated? Why am I allowing the pressures of life to rob me of peace? If you're living at peace with God and with yourself, you'll live at peace with others. The man who is living on a short fuse is a man who's not at peace with himself. Always. The fruit of the Spirit is long temper, a temper produced by our faith in Jesus Christ. That means simply that we live so as to think so highly of that gospel. We aim so single-mindedly at the glory of God. We enjoy so fully our fellowship with God that we refuse to allow the foolishness or the wickedness of other people to embitter our souls, even for a short time. This is how the Holy Ghost works. There's grace within us. Finally, in the light of all this, we must examine ourselves. Let me ask you first, have you ever come to know Christ with the long suffering of God, finally getting through to your heart the mercy of God that has spared you? Has that ever brought you to the place where you're emptied of yourself, feeling your sin, admitting your sin, giving up all hope in yourself, and embracing only the righteous merits of Christ? Have you ever come to the place of crying as a sinner to Jesus, God, be merciful to me, not just for the sin of short temper, but for my sin in its rotten entirety? My friend, let me tell you, nothing I have said to you today can be of any benefit to your life in this world or the next until first you close with Christ. His command is, repent and believe my gospel. He's held off for years from judging you, and still the command of grace is given. Make sure you do not presume in God's long suffering, but you act upon it by calling upon God for mercy. But if you're a Christian, let me ask you to ask yourself, let's ask them together, just a few simple questions. As we examine ourselves, is our temper destroying our testimony? is our temper destroying our testimony. I have known people who could speak some beautiful things about God and His gospel, but in the workplace, when something goes wrong, some foul language will flow from their lips. Sudden pain or a sudden provocation. A short fuse. Their temper undoes in a minute what their tongue has tried to do in years. Are we living in the power of the gospel? Is it governing how we think, how we act? Is it governing our temper? Is it governing the tenderness with which we deal with others? Is it governing our treatment of other people? Are we living under the power of the gospel? Or are we living an utterly selfish life? This is the short-tempered man, always. Living an utterly selfish life, demanding that everything and everybody be always as pleases me. If you're not exactly what I want, if you don't do things exactly as I want, then I'm going to punish you by flaring, blazing, bitter anger. That's the short-tempered man. But he's not living under the power of the gospel. He's living under the power of self. Another good question. How well do we imitate our Lord? Are we really icons of Christ? When people look at our lives, do they see the beauty of Christ etched into us? How well does our attitude to others, our treatment of others, reflect the Lord's dealings with us? Put that another way. If the Lord were to deal with me as I deal with other people, what would the result be? I trust today that the Lord will show us what He expects to be the norm for His people. What I'm preaching, by the way, and I start preaching it to me, but I'm not preaching some super Christianity. I'm not preaching something that is for the elite. This is basic Christianity. This is so basic that if you do away with this, I don't think in the New Testament church you'd have been much accepted as a Christian at all. This is basic Christianity. This is God's norm for His people. I trust that He will powerfully set about the task of producing in you and me, whatever our natural temperament, the grace, the fruit of the Spirit, which is long temper. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. I trust that every one of us will take time and take stock before the Lord. It's very important that you and I know where we stand with God. Man or woman, if you're not saved today, it's most important you understand that. Don't hide behind a church. Don't hide behind an empty profession. Don't hide behind a religion that you know will not stand the test of the judgment day. If you're not a Christian, you need to be saved. God has spared you many years. He hasn't spared you in order that you may throw His mercy back in His face and you live in rebellion. He commands you, repent and be converted. He commands you, repent and believe the gospel. I trust today you will come to Christ. I am here as your servant for Jesus' sake, and I'd be happy to take the time as others go to open the scriptures to point you to Christ. But we've been dealing mostly with those of you who are saved. And I hope that the Lord has had a word in season for your heart. How much we need to learn it. To live like Christ in our temperament. Maybe where you sit, you need to do some crying to God. Maybe where you sit, you need to do some repenting on this very matter. Which of us doesn't? God, have mercy upon me and grant that Thou wilt turn my temperament to be like that of Christ. May God bless His word. Conform us to the image of His dear Son. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy blessed word. We thank Thee for Thy blessed Son. We thank Thee for the gospel of grace. We thank Thee for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, not only in convicting sinners to bring them to Christ, and we do thank Thee for that. Do it, Lord, today we pray. Effectually call poor, lost, and guilty sinners. But, O Lord, we thank Thee that Thou dost convict Thy people. Work on in my heart. Work on in all our hearts. Lord, there are so many times when our hastiness of spirit brings dishonor to Thine own dear name. Lord, have mercy. Cleanse us from our sin. Control us by the Spirit of God. And conform us to the image of our Savior. Lord, answer prayer. Let us live as those who produce the fruit of the Spirit. Part us now with Thy blessing, and grant that Thy grace, Thy mercy, Thy peace will be our abiding portion today and evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website, at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.